FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban's recorded the steepest rise in food prices over the past month compared to the rest of the country. A household affordability index has also revealed that many residents in KZN are facing what is known as an unaffordability crisis. Mervyn Abrams from the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group says food is now more expensive than it was a month ago. The average cost of the household food basket increased by 90 rand 94 cents.
The likelihood of malnutrition and hunger continues to stalk most of South Africa's households, as well as the households in the eThekwini district.
He says the minimum wage isn't enough to feed the average family. Abrams says the cost of a food basket for a family of four in Maritzburg has now increased to over 5,000 rand.
When we looked at a national minimum wage, we see that that wage would have brought in something in the region of 4,500 rand. And when a transport has been paid, when electricity has been paid, that leaves something in the region of 1,813 rand for food. Per capita, there is an expenditure of 453 rand per person. That is well below the food poverty line.
It's not all doom and gloom, though. There is some fuel relief on the way. Both grades of petrol will come down by 22 cents per litre at midnight. Rob Marke, who's with the Department of Minerals and Petroleum Resources, says there's also good news for diesel users.
Diesel will decrease by 41 and 42 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin at retail level will decrease by 41 cents a litre. However, the price of LP gas will increase by 46 cents per kilogram. The reason for these adjustments are as follows. The lower oil price and weaker rand against the dollar during the period under review.
A double vehicle crash in Hammersdale, west of Durban, has claimed the life of a man and left four people injured. A car and a minibus taxi collided head-on Mtokam Kize Drive. That's Hammersdale Main Road this morning. The man, who's believed to have been in his 40s, died at the scene. And Russia says it's had to temporarily close four airports in the capital after an overnight drone attack it's blamed on Ukraine. Authorities in Moscow say they destroyed at least 19 drones before they reached the city. Kiev is yet to comment on the attacks, but reported deadly strikes in eastern Ukraine. Moscow also recorded deaths in its Kursk region. Russia's invasion of Ukraine began more than 3 years ago. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has rejected a three-day truce declared by Russia's Vladimir Putin, but says Kiev is open to full ceasefire. The Kremlin, meanwhile, turned down an unconditional 30-day ceasefire proposed by Kiev and Washington last month. Durban and Maritzburg reaching a high of 26 degrees today. Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Barca welcome back Robert Lewandowski for tonight's Champions League semi-final second leg. Orlando Pirates in Durban to face Golden Arrows in the Betway Prem in World Tennis. And number one, Jannik Sinner, set to make his return from a doping ban at his home tournament this week.